Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, Laura Cannon. She's the Executive Director of St. Louis Help. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. Tell us about St. Louis Help. What is St. Louis Help?
Well, first of all, the HELP is an acronym for Health Equipment Lending Program. What we do is we collect new and used home medical equipment, things like wheelchairs, walkers, canes, crutches, hospital beds, everything except for oxygen medications. We refurbish those items, and then we loan them to anyone in need at no cost or fee.
Wow. So you gather equipment health equipment, and gather it up, make sure that it's in good working order, and then lend it out to those who are in need at no cost.
At absolutely no cost. And those are words that people are not used to hearing these days.
Especially when it comes to health equipment, that's for sure.
Oh, the need in the community is so great. And St. Louis is such a generous town. People are so gracious to not only give the items that they don't need anymore, but they also volunteer thousands of hours to help our program be able to do what we do.
Now, the cost of medical equipment can be pretty expensive, especially depending on your resources, your insurance and things like that. It may cover some or all of it, or it may not cover one particular piece that you need. So having support like this, I'm sure, is greatly appreciated.
Well, and I think, unfortunately, a lot of times people just assume that those items are going to be covered.
Mm-hmm.
And until they need them, they don't realize that they're not. So, you know, a wheelchair can be upwards of $300, or, you know, something as simple as a gait belt at $20. That's something that a caregiver can use to help move somebody that's not very mobile,
mm-hmm.
can benefit the caregiver as well as the recipient.
Sure. And things like this, equipment like this, can help someone be independent at a time when independence is important to them.
That's one of our main goals, to help people maintain their dignity, stay in a home of their choosing, but be able to do it safely and have some degree of mobility.
Now, how do you go about gathering equipment and distributing equipment when it's needed?
Well, we collect and distribute throughout the year, but we do have two area-wide equipment drives, and we have one coming up on Saturday, October the 11th, from 9 o'clock until 2. We will have a U-Haul on 12 Walgreens-designated parking lots, and disability doesn't have any geographic boundaries, so
mm-hmm.
we're from Belleville over to St. Charles, one in Florissant, down to Fenton, and points in between. And what we're asking the public to do is clean out the attic, the garage, the basement, get that pair of crutches to one of those sites, drop it off, and of course it is tax deductible. We're a nonprofit, and we will refurbish the items and get those into the hands of people in need.
I like your motto, recycle, revitalize, redistribute.
And we do that on a regular basis. The other component of our program is through the recycling of home medical equipment, we're diverting tons every year from area landfills.
Sure, sure. Someone might use something once just for a few weeks and think, okay, well, it has no, you know, we have no need of it now. What do we do with it? And so it ends up cluttering garages, attics, basements, places like that. And so instead of letting it collect dust and just sit around unused, you simply donate it, and it could go to good use.
Oh, absolutely go to good use. The demand for our program, it just increases every year. In fact, our distribution manager handles over 10,000 phone calls.
Wow, that's a lot of phone calls.
That's a lot of phone calls.
So how do people get connected with St. Louis Help? How, if they need equipment, how do they go? What's the process for getting for borrowing equipment?
Oh, it's very simple. They just dial 314-567-4700. That number is also on our website, which is easy. It's stlhelp.org. They call in and leave their information, and if we have the item, all we do is schedule an appointment. We are by appointment only. They come and pick it up, and again, it's no cost or fee. We don't require a physician's prescription or need proof of income. Our belief is that if you need the item, you should have the item.
You don't necessarily have to prove it, huh?
If you... No hurdle. No hurdles. If it was a big screen TV we were giving away, we'd want to know your income. If it's a portable commode, no one asks for that unless they need it.
Right, right. Well, what are some of the stories of people that have benefited from St. Louis Help? Are there any stories you could share with us today?
Last year we had two milestones. We served our oldest client, and she was 105 years old, and all she needed was a walker, so that was kind of incredible. And then our youngest client, who was 6 days old, a child with brittle bone syndrome, who actually was born with over half of the bones in his body broken, and he needed a specialized cushion called a Rojo, and we had one for his house and his grandma's house and one for the car seat.
Well, that's a good point. You make a good point there that sometimes transferring equipment from one place, from home to where a caregiver might be, to like you said, with a grandma's house or in the car, things like that. It might be helpful to have an extra one. I know with having a 1 year old, we have a car seat for us and one for the babysitter, so that we don't have to move that same car seat in and out of the car every day because it gets a little heavy.
Oh, absolutely. And again, the caregivers are much as much of our focus as the actual people in need. Because a lot of times people don't realize how stressful it is on and physically and emotionally to take care of someone.
We can certainly donate, and you have that event coming up again. What was the date for that, the fall equipment drive?
Saturday, October the 11th. From 9 to 2 at 12 designated sites, not at every Walgreens, obviously, but those 12. You can find those on our website or by calling us. But again, we do collect throughout the year.
Very good. And so they can donate, anyone can donate equipment at any of those 12 Walgreens, and they can find that list on the stlhelp.org website, or they can give you a call, 314-567-4700. And is there any equipment that you do not need or that you would not want?
We take absolutely everything except for oxygen tanks. You need to have a special license to handle those, and medications.
Sure. So we want to make sure that it's equipment that is going to be helpful. And so, yeah, oxygen tanks, that's certainly something that requires some specific, I'm sure, preparations for. So regular equipment, what are some of the things that could be useful?
Our highest demand items are manual wheelchairs. There's so many reasons that people might need to borrow equipment from us. It's either not covered under insurance, or maybe they have a temporary disability that, say, a broken leg, and they can't be weight-bearing for just a few weeks. They might be coming in from out of town and don't want to bring the equipment, or their equipment might be in repair. So manual wheelchairs are high-demand items, as well as bath equipment, like tub transfer benches, shower chairs, and shower stools.
So all kinds of different types of medical equipment, and that's helpful. Are there other ways that folks can support St. Louis Help?
Oh, we love our volunteers, and we motivate people with Donut Saturday. We have over 2,000 hours of volunteer service every year, which is just incredible. So anybody that would like to help staff the sites at one of the sites during the October 11th event, or would like to pitch in and help at the warehouse, or there's all sorts of volunteer opportunities.
I'm sure at the warehouse, keeping things organized and cleaned and that sort of thing probably takes some efforts, doesn't it?
It's the most joyful mess you've ever seen in your life, because we can never tell what's going to come through the door.
Right.
And when it's messy and it's full, that's actually when we're the happiest.
That gives you something to do.
Right. If it's clean and neat, it means we don't have enough to help everybody.
Very good. So folks can check out equipment drive, medical equipment donation drive this Saturday. Saturday, October 11th. Not quite this Saturday, but Saturday, October 11th. And that's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Is that correct?
That's correct. Or throughout the year, we do operate a 5,000 square foot warehouse up in Olivet.
In Olivet. Okay, so they could bring equipment to the warehouse. Are there specific times to do that?
Wednesdays and Saturdays from 9 to 2. And again, that information is on the website.
Very good. stlhelp.org. Anything else you'd like to share with us about St. Louis Help today?
I just want to thank the St. Louis community for making our program possible. Not only our funders and people that obviously help us pay the rent and keep the lights on, but our fabulous volunteers that are willing to get up at 5:30 in the morning and get in a U-Haul and stay in it all day. We're just actually having a wonderful time serving this need in the community.
It is. And how simple. I mean, what a simple process. This doesn't seem very complicated. You donate equipment and people can borrow equipment to use during the time that they need it. And then I gather they return it when they're done using it, correct?
That is correct. That's what we like. But we also understand that the equipment might be on loan for the lifetime of the person.
Sure. Sure. That makes sense.
I mean, this started as what was going to be a simple little weekend project out of my garage. And again, we've got 5,000 square feet in Olivet.
I hope you had a big garage.
It wasn't that big.
Well, that's just great. And I'm glad to hear that it's going so well, and excited that you've got a drive coming up so that you can meet the needs of people in the St. Louis area with medical equipment. Again, you can donate all kinds of equipment. It sounds like wheelchairs, manual wheelchairs seem to be what is in need the most, correct?
And the bath equipment and hospital beds.
Okay, bath equipment, hospital beds, all good stuff. We've been talking with Laura Cannon. She's executive director of St. Louis Help. Laura, thanks so much for sharing with us about health equipment lending program, the St. Louis Health Equipment Lending Program. It's just a neat project, and we hope that you get everything that you need coming up on Saturday, October 11th with that drive. Folks can find out more at stlhelp.org. Thanks for being our guest today, Laura.
Thank you so very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. We're going to study with Pastor Eric Phillips from Concordia Lutheran Church in Nashville, Tennessee. Today, we're going to study 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. Hope you can join us for that. And at 8:45, don't forget that we've got that conversation with Pastor Parviz about the church calendar before the incarnation. We'll talk about Pesach again today, the second half of that conversation. Stick around for more of His Time coming up in just a little bit, right after AP Radio News and the forecast, right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO.